And a big crowd was there because the famous Sam Houston was being baptized, and Reverend Burleson baptized him, pulled him up out of the water, and said, "And now, Brother Sam, your sins are washed away." And Houston, who had led quite a wild life, he said, "Well, God help the fishes." You know.
North by Northeast, stories that mattered in Northeast Texas, hosted by Mark Haslett.
Even Texans who don't know details about the life of Sam Houston know the name. And most know that whether Houston was in the halls of government, on the battlefield, or in private chambers, Houston burst through life like the proverbial bull in a china closet. So who better to tell the story of Sam Houston than Bill O'Neill?
And I was delighted to get to do that. I've been interested in Houston ever since I was a kid, reading little kid version books about this iconic Texas figure.
O'Neill isn't anywhere near as disruptive as Sam Houston, but he might be almost as much fun. O'Neill has been an athletics coach, a school teacher, an academic, and through it all, a raconteur extraordinaire. His facility with the spoken word as well as the written makes O'Neill a great fit in his current job as the Texas State Historian. He'll be in downtown Dallas on Wednesday.
Mark, I'm going to be talking about my new book, Sam Houston, A Study in Leadership. In fact, it's going to be premiered at the A&M Commerce Center, and right next door to the Majestic Theater, by the way. It's a biographical treatment with the focus upon leadership. It is not a lengthy volume like Marquise James wrote a Pulitzer Prize-winning biography of Houston back in 1929, and James L. Haley, about a decade and a half ago, wrote a monumental biographical treatment of him. But this is smaller, you know, a little bit easier to digest perhaps, but it was really fun to be able to kind of boil down this dramatic life of his.
For those who don't know, Sam Houston was one of four presidents of the Independent Republic of Texas. He was a military leader in the Texas War of Independence. Before that, he had been governor of Tennessee. After Texas joined the United States, Houston served as a U.S. Senator and later governor of Texas, but it was Houston's personality that made him a celebrity as well as a leader. You can hear the award-winning O'Neill at noon tomorrow at University's Center Dallas. Details available online at ketr.org. Look for the online version of this story to hear some more audio from this interview, including talk about Houston's reaction to the South's secession from the Union. Spoiler alert, Houston was a Unionist. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.
You've been listening to North by Northeast, stories that matter to Northeast Texas. You can hear this program Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays on KETR during All Things Considered.
Downtown Dallas, on March 2nd, at a university venue. And, of course, that university being my alma mater, I got my bachelor's and master's from A&M Commerce, as well as an honorary doctorate of letters. And it's just a thrill for me and a privilege for me to get to do that.